Music by the Franco-Flemish Renaissance composer Pierre de la Rue, who lived from around 1452 until 1518. You were just listening to his Missa Concertio Tua, as performed by members of Schola Antiqua of Chicago, conducted by Michael Allen Anderson. And that mass came from an Axis compact disc titled Medieval and Renaissance Music for Advent. Well, here's the weather forecast for the Princeton area from the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny with a high near 43, northwest wind 3 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. And tomorrow, Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 46. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming west in the afternoon. We currently have fair skies and 25 degrees at Mercer County Airport in Trenton. During this holiday season, Chromite asks that we take time to remember our troops overseas who can't be with family as they stand to protect our country. Letters, cards, and care packages help to let them know we're here and we care. Let's reflect on the meaning of the holidays and show our support through our prayers as we celebrate. This message is courtesy of your good friends at Chromite at 243 North Union Street in Lambertville. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. For more information, call 267-983-6305. Again, that's 267-983-6305. Well, good morning. The time is 9 minutes after 8 on Wednesday, December 21st, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host for this program, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Wednesday morning from 5:30 until 11. Thank you so much for joining me. Today's program, totally devoted to early holiday music, is titled A Medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque Christmas.
L'incenso da quel bele fon che ver riparà l'uffesso d'un gran pairano vive con te vedere giù il senso vive con te e lo faccendere chi te lo scende su un paire ne sei in sava ui pre come nostre fraire per nus ti ma un giur per nus mura sen giusta gaire un giur per nus mura su giù non brusto son patriaccio Abrahame già cui Isaac in ue dell'arcio ne sperrà un cacco su nei lavas un servo stare marzo su nei lavas che conto c'è il pan la pelo con cultura ancora spera un soputo pleno che con sarà amor e un pianara desfaire sciccareno e un pianara e lì nei libri avrati e un futau che risuscita l'utre insieme su terra prevudra che chita la per assunto ed è luce un re mutara più vito ed è luce più vite che un ancello giuro di mori di Dieu ser di ignorare che fuggio la fasi di Dieu per gli Isanis cau cercare rifugio per gli Isanis dentro marapagis di un burde for cruelo di rasci lucio che li flamos eterneno si per li micio per si Isanis una gloria mortello per si Isanis
sa part du paradis.
That was the French carol, Blessed the Birth of This Fair Child. The selection was by Nicolas Saboli, who lived from 1614 until 1675. It was performed by members of La Camera della Lacrime, music from France. Well, later this hour, we will be going to some compositions or a composition from 16th century Spain, and we'll get to that right after this piece of Italian composer Ferdinando Antonio Lazzari, who lived from 1678 until 1754. He was born in Bologna and became Maestro di Cappella at San Maria Gloriosa dei Frari in Venice. Ferdinando Antonio Lazzari wrote a number of vocal religious pieces, and we will listen now to his Christmas motet. This will be performed by soprano Ruth Zizak, along with members of L'Arte del Mondo, conducted by Werner Erhard.
Thank you.
That was the Christmas motet by Italian composer Ferdinando Antonio Lazzari, who lived from 1678 until 1754. In our performance, you heard soprano Ruth Zizak, along with members of L'Arte del Mondo, conducted by Werner Erhardt. Music of Ferdinando Antonio Lazzari. Well, I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on Classical Discoveries. The address of my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist, as well as the MP3 audio sound files for today's program, will be posted on my website by this evening. My website address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org, and you can email me at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. That was the Sonata Pastorale by the 17th century Italian composer Francesco Fiammingo, as performed by La Fenice. We will be going to music from 16th century Spain right after this vocal composition for the holiday season by Czech composer Václav Karel Horan Rovensky, who lived from 1644 until 1718. This is titled Two Little Jesus. It will be performed by soprano Hanna Blazikova, alto Camila Shevchukova, and baritone Tomasz Kral, along with members of Collegium Marianum, conducted by Jana Semiradova. We listen now to the composition Two Little Jesus by Czech composer Václav Karel Holan Rovensky. Absolutely gorgeous. That was a Czech Carol by Václav Karel Horan Ravensky, who lived from 1644 until 1718. It was titled Two Little Jesus and was performed by soprano Hanna Blazikova, alto Kamila Shevchikova, and baritone Tomasz Kral, along with members of Collegium Marianum, conducted by Jana Semiradova. Well, we are going to go now to music from 16th century Spain. For the last 19 years on one of my Christmas specials, I have included one of several songs of Sibyl, following the old tradition of presenting a Sibylla at Christmas Eve in some parts of the Iberian Peninsula. Although 1,000 years have passed since the time when we find the first traces of this music, which took shape at the very beginnings of our civilization, we must go much further back to around the end of the 6th century before Christ to find the first references to the Sibyls, those semi-divine beings who were able to foresee future events and who possessed prophetic powers bestowed upon them by Apollo. It is not then very surprising that the early Christians retained the myth of the Sibyl, restoring it as an oracle for the second coming of Christ, for the last judgment, and the end of the world. There remains the question, though, of the liturgical period in which the presentation of this chant should be situated. Traditionally linked to feasts of Christmas, it was in some places, notably in Barcelona, also performed during Holy Week, particularly on the night of Good Friday. Well, we are going to listen now to Sibylla Castellana from the 16th century. Now, most of this music is anonymous. However, there are refrains in this recording by Juan de Triana, Alonso de Cordoba, and Cristobal de Morales. In our performance, we hear the great soprano Montserrat Figueras, who sings the song of Sibyl. She is joined by La Capella Real de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savall. We listen now to Sibylla Castellana, music from 16th century Spain.
Thank you. atmosphere.